ball to start the quarter. Like I said, they're going right to left. They're shooting at the west end in front of their bench. Jacobic at the top. Gets to the right side over there to Ginter. Ginter gives it back to the top to Seaman. Back to Ginter on the left side, covered by Botello. Gets it over to Sorensen, who's open for three. He can't hit it. He's cooled off. Botello with the rebound, and he gets tied up by Kraft. Possession arrow should give it to USA. Here comes the pressure
coming again.
2-1-2, it looks like here.
They have both Dangler and Holland in there again.
And they get it in. They play catch. McGrayer brings it up the court. Gets it to Holland. Holland feeds it to Comer coming up the middle. Throw it down low to Ganger on the block. He's covered by Seaman. Seaman lays his hand on his back. He can't hand check in high school basketball. And he really didn't. It was not. Ganger was actually down dribbling, and he put his back on him. If he was going straight up, he probably wouldn't have got that call. But unfortunately for the young guy, he did.
And yeah, the senior and the sophomore.
I don't think the sophomore thought he was going to go down low to take that power dribbling. Gosh, I love that power dribble by the big guys.
He makes the first.
Jangler lays it up and in. 31-25 here at the start of the fourth quarter. Jangler's at the line. Second one's no good. Rebound control there by Seaman. He gives it to Gurkovi. Jacoby brings it up the court. Now they give the Seaman on the left side. His shot good for three. And that cuts into the lead here. USA still with the lead, 31-28 with the ball. Botello gets it right here in front of us, gives it to Comer in the middle of the court.
Pressure.
Now they get it out to McBrayer on the left side. He's covered by Kraft. McBrayer brings it top of the key behind his back, back to the left side. To Botello, covered by Jacoby from the left corner. Back to the top by McBrayer. Kobe close to the steal, loses his man, bounce pass inside the game, but no look. Nice pass by Comer.
I'll tell you, USA has made some awesome passes here today.
Those guards made some nice look, power, nice bounce passes inside. So many times you see them, bounce passes are weak to the big guys and they can't get it picked up. This time Ginter gets it, and he takes it into the paint, he goes up and he draws a foul. Jake Holland is trying to plead his case here.
I think Gangler got that one.
Nope, that goes to Holland. He was over there. Or Gangler did, I'm sorry. He was pleading his case then for Gangler because he was right over there talking to Gary Meredith. So at the line is Ginther. This shot goes up. It's no good.
Got to make those free throws, buddy.
Sorensen came out with those 4 threes in the first half, and I don't think he's made one in the second half. Or Toby has, but that's it.
And we knew halftime changes things.
Cools them off. That time it's good by Ginther, making it 33-29. USA still with the lead. 6:33 to go here in the ball game. Here comes the Patriots. Comer brings it up the left side. He's picked up there by Sorensen. He gets it to Ganger. Seaman tried to pick it off, but he couldn't.
Trying to gamble.
Now we're going to get a 3 second call, and that's going to go against Joe Tuttle.
Yikes.
And, Shane Force didn't believe it, but he looked at his bench. His bench was all nine. Yes, Botello just didn't know where he was at on the court.
Well, the ball was way high, and the post players were all way high. So
now they get it over to the left side for Ginther for his three. No good. Rebound controlled by Holland. He looks for some help. Now he finds the McBrayer. McBrayer brings the ball up the court. 6 minutes to go, 33-29 in the ball game. Holland with the ball way up here at the free throw line or volleyball line. He brings it down, hands it off to Botello. Tight man-to-man pressure here by the Pirates. And this is what I talked about at halftime, that I thought we'd see the Pirates do sooner. Come out and get right in your face, hard nose, up in your grill, basketball.
They need to keep doing that because when you're down like this, that's a gamble you have to take.
And they need to get that steal and score because they can score. They are quick, so they get the steal. They're going to get out and run. Timeout here we're going to have. We'll be back right after this break.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Have you ever considered giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswack, life could be a lot more simple. Visit your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach and Obley, or Deb Croswack in Unionville. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Obley and Deb Croswack of Unionville are here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 and in Obley at 658-8538 or Deb Croswack in Unionville at 674-8617.
We're back here at Harbor Beach High School. 5:53 to go in the fourth quarter and the ball game. USA with the lead and the ball, 33-29.
And they're getting set.
Go ahead, Mary Lee. What's it look like for rebounds this, so far for the second half?
You know what? I think Harbor Beach is still up on the board. USA is making great shots, and they're inside shots, so we're not getting much as far as rebounds for Pirates.
And they just went inside there to Holland. Holland made the left-handed hook shot, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound control there by Harbor Beach. They push the ball up the court quickly. They give it to Krakowicz on the left side. He gives it to Sorensen at the top, who's covered by Vertella. To the right side to Kraft, who's covered by Comer. Gets it to Krakowicz in the free throw line. He's not open. Sorensen looks for three. He can't get it as Vertella was up in his grill, and Vertella did a great job. And he stayed with him with his hand straight up even after the shot went, not letting him get in there. We're going to see Dan Rick check back into the ballgame for Gangler. And now we're going to go to the four outs again.
I don't think it was a rush shot, but it was just thrown off by that hand in his face, you know. I mean, that vision line to take your eye off the basket for just an instant.
Here comes the full court man-to-man pressure. Holland gets it, though. Now he gives it to a wide-open McBrayer. McBrayer brings it up the left side of the court all the way in. He's picked up now by Gerkovich. They give it back to Holland at the top of the key. Holland looks to drive the paint. He does. Goes with the long floater. No good. Rebound control by Comer. Comes back out to McBrayer. Gerkovich gets on the ground and tips it away from him into the hands of Sorensen. Sorensen has it tipped away by a great hustle play by McBrayer. You can't say enough about Gerkovich and McBrayer. Comer has a rebound down on the ground at his ankles, and Gerkovich came in and tipped it away.
Yeah.
McBrayer got back and got it from Sorensen.
Oh, and they changed the ball.
And McBrayer tipped it out of Sorensen's hands, and now Meredith is coming over, and he's telling Gainsborough that it was a deflection, that it was a tip.
Yeah, I thought he went around behind his back, but he may have got a hand on it.
Yeah, Sorensen was trying to go behind his back, and it looked like that's what he did, but...
Good job with the officials.
At least they got together and discussed it. Inbound pass went to in the paint to Ginther, but Ginther couldn't get the shot. So this time, Botello gets it. He ties it up, and the bench is screaming foul.
And they get it.
And they get it. There's a lot of time in the ball game here yet.
Yeah, that was a great inbound play. Ginther got it coming right down the gut in the middle of the paint, but he just couldn't, you know, those big guys inside that he's looking at got a hand up, and he had to alter the shot, and it was a miss.
Krabs picked up his foul there, and that's going to put USA in the bonus the rest of the way out here with 17 fouls. Botello goes to the line, and Botello comes in shooting about 75% from the free throw line.
One of the guys you want there.
And he nails the first one, making it 34-29, the senior guard.
Yep. Great confidence at the line.
Patriots need to pay attention right here that they don't let anybody leak out into the backcourt, because Harbor Beach can sprint up that court and get a bomb pass, and that can take the drain out of you right away and make it a momentum switch. But Botello takes care of that by putting the second one in, 35-29. Still lots of time in the ballgame here, 4:50 to go. Kraft takes it all the way in. It's on its hip, and he makes the move in the paint and lays it up off the glass. Nice move by the crafty freshman.
Yeah, great move.
He needed to take that leadership because they have not driven it in. And I say leadership, he's a freshman.
Well, we talked about that penetration dribble, and USA has done a great job all game.
And Kraft does it better than anybody else on this floor is Kraft at doing that. Patriots get the ball. They spin it around here. McBrayer goes down in the paint. He covers it really well. Gets it to Rip. Everybody's sliding. Jacoby's just having a hard time standing up out there. He went to the floor. Ginther went to the floor. A little slippery out there.
Lawrenson's going to get a foul on that.
He got a reach in there as they tried to feed it down low, and that's going to be Sorensen's third. But going to the line is Jake Holland. Holland was out about, 15 feet on the baseline and was trying to get the pass, and Sorensen reached in there.
I think he was cutting across the baseline, and Sorensen tried to get in that passing lane and got him on the arm.
We got a full house here, and it's a great ball game. They're seeing a great ball game, too. So we hope we're bringing you a great ball game because it's been fun bringing it to you. I'll tell you that.
You know, you look at the score and you think, oh, this is slow, but it really is not. It is fast-paced, and kids are diving and getting